Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all ready for this? Welcome to Gridiron Blitz on Blog Talk Radio and UltimateSportsTalk.com. Today we have a great show on with NFL Talk, Women's Gridiron Recap. We've been away for about a week or two with the flu and everything else that's included in here, but we're back pretty strong and happy to be here, along with the talented Nkechi Free, Oscar Lopez here. Nkechi, are you back?
I'm here. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. We have a great show today. After a couple weeks off, we're energized and ready to roll. And there's been a
Absolutely.
Lot of stuff going on in the NFL and a lot of stuff going on in the women's game this weekend, October 31st of all the weekends, Halloween weekend. So we'll get into that in terms of the Australian scene. And then we also have some news on the FX and some other news and notes for the women's game. But you know, how's it been so far? So good so far. Cowboys still in the mix. And then we have some good news to announce. Of course, we're going to have Troy Wilson, who's going to come in and be a part of our show, kind of a college football guru. And we are going to break out into puzzles coming in the next couple weeks here as the Gridiron Blitz show takes on individual, individual formats. So we'll start with myself doing the women's recaps on certain days during the week. We're going to have Nkechi concentrate on NFL Talk. And then Troy here coming up soon, we'll get him involved. And he's going to be diving into pretty much college football. So it's a kind of a great time for us because we're going to get into breaking down football, you know, during the week. So that we'll have a bigger audience for other folks to dive in. So I'm excited.
I'm excited as well. And guess what, Oscar? This past weekend was my one-year anniversary on the show. Anniversary.
Yeah, you know what? It flies by, doesn't it? And that's because I think we do one show a week. If we had done more than one show a week, I think it would be, you know, more ecstatic. But, you know, since we do once a week, yeah, it does fly by. It's like four days out of the, you know, out of the month. Just seems like the month goes by really fast.
It really does. But, you know, at first I was like, I was so excited. And then I was like, oh, wow, am I going to be able to keep up with the schedule? And now it's just like, you know, just it's such a natural routine and a part of my life. And the past 2 weeks, everybody being sick, this flu that's going around is just really no joke. And I'm so happy to even have a voice back at this point.
Yeah,
so
you know what? I had this past couple of weeks, my wife went down with pneumonia. Then
my
mother-in-law went down with pneumonia. And they were both in the hospital for basically 8 days, you know, to get recovered.
God.
So I had to take time off. I had to take time off for work. And then in between taking care of them, bringing them back home, you know how it goes. And, you know, being all that. It was just, I did not have time to come up with a show. And then given the fact that once you take care of an ill person, guess what happens? You get the bug.
You get sick.
And then I got the bug. And so all of a sudden I'm out and I have no voice. And so, you know, but we apologize to our audience for sticking with us. And,
absolutely.
But, you know, that's what it is. Those are real life things that happen. And unfortunately, sometimes we have to make the right decision, which is basically to take care of your loved ones first. above everybody else. And so that's why I'm excited to be back.
Well, and this is a family show. Yeah, and absolutely. And this is a family show, and you know, and I, you know, of course, we still miss Eric and Erica because they also are, you know, part of our family. And you know, this whole time has just been, you know, absolutely crazy for everyone.
Yeah, I think the weather does a lot of that work too. So.
Well, and then they said that this one is supposed to be, you know, we're gearing up for one of those just crazy kind of winters because, like I said, we had a B strain. My daughter and I had both the B strain of the flu. And I'm like, wait a minute, there's an A strain and a B strain, and which one is this? And, you know, and so both of us are out at the same time and trying to make sure that the other two don't get sick. And then you were sick, and I'm just like, you know, trying to call you and say, Oscar, you sent it over here. But no, you didn't send pneumonia. So, you know, I got lucky. Pneumonia is nothing to play with. Not at all. So I'm so glad that everyone in your house is feeling better.
Yeah, everybody's back up to speed. So that's a blessing in itself. So that's always good to have everybody back up, you know, up and running again. We are going to have, I think Troy's on. So let's bring Troy on here and kind of introduce Troy Wilson to the audience here. And it's going to be, you know, exciting to have him on. So let me go ahead and let's bring Troy in. I know he's listening. So, Mr. Troy Wilson, welcome to the Gridiron Blitz, along with Nkechi Free, Oscar Lopez. We are very excited to have you be a part of our network going forward. And how are you doing today? Troy, are you there?
Did we lose him already?
Yeah, I think, I don't know if we lost him already or not. Hold time,
well,
let me see. I will get him back on if he comes back on, but I thought he was
okay.
On, but I could be wrong. So let me see here.
Wait,
let's see if he's back on.
You know
those
darn Wi-Fi issues.
Yeah. Troy, are you on? So we'll put him back on. That's fine if he comes back on. I do see him on there, so we'll see how that goes.
Okay, cool beans. Well, you know, trying to get on that first time, it took me a minute. I was trying to figure myself out. I couldn't tell if I was coming or going. And I was just like, oh, Lord. And I'm not going to lie. I honestly have to admit that I am the queen of the technically challenged. So.
Yeah. And that's going to take some time. But I did mention that to him. I believe we spoke last night. So it's kind of exciting for us to, you know, dive into it. And then I'm really excited because, you know, he's all about college football. And I think that's
Yay!
What, you know, it would be great perspective to do that and everything else. So we'll see if we can get him back on during the hour here. If he comes back on, we'll take a look at it and see if he's on there. So let me see if he's activated. Troy, are you on? I think he's probably just listening to us. So no problem.
That's possible.
All right, no problem. No problem there. So let's go down under, which is exciting times down under because it's summer. And what a better time to you know, be excited than the NFL season in our, you know, realm of the woods. And then down under, they're excited as well. So let's talk women's gridiron for right now. This weekend, huge things happening all over the globe, but especially in Australia. That's our focus. The Ladies Gridiron League launches on Halloween, October 31st. And it's going to be the Brisbane Blaze taking on the hometown Adelaide Phoenix. This is a historic event. This league is new. It's taken into account last season, a couple months ago, we had Tri Nations. That was their first event. It was very successful in Australia. And now this is the league that branched out from the Legends Football League Australia mess that happened about a year, 18 months ago, when LFL Australia pretty much bailed and left. So at this point, they're very excited. You can get tickets. Follow at Brisbane underscore Blaze. You can follow at Adelaide Phoenix and get all the details on the tickets. You can also go to the their website at ladiesgridiron.com/AU for details and for ticket information. Don't want to be, you know, the person that doesn't, you know, get there. If you're in the Adelaide area, you want to be there because this is a huge event. This is the first game in the history of this league, and it's pretty exciting. The difference here in Kishi, not much skimpy outfits. I don't know if you've seen them on Facebook. These are basically more biker shorts, bike shorts, and the tops are more secure tops. So there's no bikini bottoms or bikini tops. Same
well,
type
I
of
know,
shoulder
man.
Support on the top. So it looks a lot more classier.
Well, and I prefer the boy shorts to the bikini briefs, in all honesty. You know, and I know this may sound anti-feminist, which I'm not. Some of the gear I don't have a problem with. Now, as a female, I would prefer that the girls get a little more support, you know, up top, you know, even if it was just real shoulder pads covering on the top, you know, and boy shorts with the knee pads, you know, almost like the volleyball player look. I think that that for me would be almost like a nice happy medium. But I am one of those females who relishes in a non-sexual manner the female body. I think the female body is beautiful, and I have not a problem with it being on display. Now, granted, when the guys are playing full kit and they're totally covered, you know, they do have more protection. However, that does not mean that I am not enjoying the view with those very, very tight football pants. So I think the, you know, the argument about, oh, the guys aren't sexual, it depends on what's sexy to you. You know, I personally
enjoy the
shorts.
Yeah, and I think they've
done
a good job. They did a good job here because the founders of this league incorporated the female players when they started
exactly.
this
and
league.
And that's what you got to do.
And that's this is the uniform that the players have accepted as a better, you know, outfit and gear format. You have to take into account that the game in this format, the 8-on-8 game or the 7-on-7 game, in the female realms of things, they're not taught to go head first. You know, the whole teaching is totally different. Their tackling is waistline tackling, but they prefer to do more of a horse collar, you know, wraparound instead of an
right.
actual, you know, head first on the chest or upper torso type deal. So you have to understand that this is a modified game of the, you know, historic version of American football. And that's the reason that some of the game rules are modified, to your point, because obviously there's no protection. So you have to modify
right.
the rules to some extent for it to be still sportive, but at the same time safe and, you know, competitive.
Well, and I think that that's the whole thing, is that what good is it to have athletes if your athletes are injured? Because as you can see what's happening with the NFL, it greatly diminishes the quality of the product on the field. So I think that the issue has to be addressed, you know, and again, I'm very clear about the fact that I'm not a prude. But my only concern with the previous outfits, especially the one in the LFL, strictly had to do with safety. You know, I know my son was playing football a couple weeks ago, and because I coach the cheerleaders, and we were having our homecoming game. Our homecoming games that day for the football club, and my son was running around with the other football players, and you know he was playing, but that they were on all of his friends. They were in their football pads. My son had on nothing but a jacket and his jeans. And by the end of the day, my son came home, despite having jeans covering his legs, he still came home with cuts and bruises on his legs through the jeans. So I just imagine then, you know, a female athlete with less than that on. And my son was sore. He was hurt. He was in a lot of pain. And I think that's what I'm saying, you know, in terms of you have to take those things in consideration. You have to protect your product. So it's not just about looking good. You actually have to have something worthwhile on the field to watch.
And the good thing about it, like I said, this is a women's-driven league now. It's not like the LFL where the owner dictates, you know, what will be showcased and what will not be showcased. And feedback has been, you know, lacking of some sort from the player side of it. And we can go back in history in the last couple of years and we can detail, you know, the bad and the good of the Legends Football League. But the bottom line is Ladies Gridiron was founded alongside with player feedback, which we will see this weekend in action. Like I said, in Adelaide, Australia, it's going to be the Adelaide Phoenix, Brisbane Blaze, first historic match in the history of this league. And they're going to be also on Aurora TV, which is live TV, similar to what you see here in the States in terms of Fuse TV with LFL. And they're going to be on Foxtel. So it's kind of a huge historic event for them. This is a brand new league, first out. And so congratulations to David Cox out there, you know, Stevie Davis, all the girls, all the former LFL girls from the former LFL teams that were there. You know, congratulations to them. And we'll see how much of a success it is going into the season here. But it looks like it's a big venture. And so far, so good. Sponsorships have been well received for them, as far as I'm hearing. Obviously, they still need more support, just like anything else in the women's gridiron game, whether it be the U.S. or North America. But bottom line is, go to ladiesgridiron.com.au for the details. Halloween Day, it's going to be the Blaze versus Phoenix. We'll see if the home team takes the first historic win, or we're going to see the road team make history by taking the first win. So follow at LGLAUST. And let's not forget, on Facebook, Ratty's going to be at the games for the LFL, LGL seasons, covering for us. That's our network partner at LGL Fan Zone. You can follow him on our Twitter feed as well. And he's going to be there. So we'll keep tabs on that. He's going to give us updates during the games as well. So it's kind of exciting. So let's move on to Gridiron Victoria. Gridiron Victoria at Gridiron Vic on Twitter. You can use the hashtag GVWomens, G as in girl, V as in victory, and then women's, GVWomens, tally on the weekly rundown in terms of scores. The Northern Lady Raiders, which are showcased on our Instagram, their top quarterback is on there. Perfect season so far for the Lady Raiders in Gridiron Victoria. The Raiders defeated the Diamonds in the semifinals this past weekend on the 24th, so they remain undefeated in league play, which is a huge accomplishment. In a huge contested match for the final, so the Raiders pretty much chew in for the final coming up in Gridiron Victoria at the Gridiron Vic Bowl Championship, and they're going to be facing, which was a tough battle this weekend, and I was very excited, Nikishi, because I actually got some live feed and some video from the game of the Croydon Rangers and the Geelong Buccaneers, and I will tell you, this game went into five overtimes before the winner. So five overtimes before the Rangers fall to the Bucks, and they went down. So it's like it was 21-16. That was the end result. And hats off to the Rangers. They fought till the end. Bliss Love played her heart out. Bliss Love is a top running back in the Rangers. And then the Geelong Bucks girls, congratulations to them for sticking it out. The Rangers came in 4-1. The Bucks were in 3-2. So it was pretty evenly competitive match. So the Raiders will face the Geelong Bucks for the Vic Bowl Championship. And now it's kind of a Cinderella story if you think about it. You know, the 3-2 Bucks taking on the undefeated Raiders. Can they overcome and somehow, you know, ruin the Raiders' season, if you want to call it that at this point? I doubt the Raiders are in for that, but the Bucks are definitely up for this game, I think, after winning in five overtimes.
Well, I'm excited. I mean, I think that's amazing. Five overtimes speaks again to something else that you and I have also talked about, is the heart and soul with which these ladies play. And I really and truly think that a lot of the listeners, you know, or the people who are still new to the sport, underestimate just how much intensity these ladies play with, you know, when they get out there every weekend. And a five overtime game is truly a testimonial to, you know, the fact that we've discussed that and reflect, you know, what we've been saying.
Yeah, and you got to think about it. That's not even 3 hours. That's going into like 4 hours of football. And to your point with your kid about being sore and stuff, imagine how these ladies feel after that long amount of time of football back and forth.
Oh, that requires a 2-hour Epsom salt soak. Nobody call me. Nobody talk to me. And maybe even dare I say, a glass of wine.
And I'm pretty sure every one of those girls on that, you know, on the Rangers and the Bucks are probably scheduling their massages right now because they probably needed it after that.
That,
yeah,
and
I know,
a chiropractor.
That
good God.
Exactly. So congratulations to the Bucks, who will face the Northern Lady Raiders in the final in the Vic Bowl. And you can go to Gridiron Victoria on Facebook for the event and be there live. If you're in Victoria, be there live. Go support the girls. This is a great league. It's probably one of the top-notch leagues next to the Queensland League in terms of the scope of the women's gridiron in Australia. So go see. You want to see a fantastic team, the Raiders and the Bucks, go at it for a championship. I can tell you right now, after winning in five overtimes, I can guarantee you the Bucks are up for this game because this is for all the marbles. If they can beat the Rangers for a playoff berth, now I'm pretty sure they're going to be hyped for the championship. There's no doubt.
And it certainly sounds like it's a well-earned jubilation.
Yeah. So go on to Gridiron New South Wales, the four squads there. So far, the University of South Wales Raiders, another Raiders team, by the way, they own the season as well. Perfect 4-0 on the New South Wales campaign. Stacey Spear, one of our No Joke Corpo supporters, and her team, the Raiders, have played great. She's a quarterback. So they've done really well so far, undefeated. And the UTS Gators are on their heels at 3-0 as well. The Raiders won 40-16 against the Newcastle Cobras. That was in round 7. That was on October 18th. And plus, the Northwestern Phoenix lost to UT Gators 28-14. So this weekend, October 31st, Halloween weekend, round 8 in Gridiron NSW, will feature the UTS Gators taking on the UNSW Raiders in a clash of unbeatens. So this is going to be an exciting game. If you're in Gridiron South Wales out in Sydney or so, make sure you're there for this contest. This is a match of undefeateds coming in, trying to stay undefeated. The Raiders undefeated. One team will lose this weekend. One team will lose. Plus, Phoenix looking for their first win of the season against the Cobras. They're basically winless in 4 weeks. So let's see if these the Phoenix girls can pull one out in the win column this week. So go follow Gridiron New South Wales. So at Gridiron NSW for the latest news and updates. And we appreciate the Raider girls helping us out with their picks out there. Stacey Spears, you can go to our Instagram and you can check out her squad as well herself on our Instagram page. So thank you again, Stacey, for supporting us and being there for us. And we wish you success this week. It's going to be a tough battle against the Gators of ETS. So we'll see if they can stay on the 5-0 swing, or are they going to be taking off the unbeatens. And one team will lose this weekend. And it's kind of like the best case scenario right there. If you want to see great quality football, you're going to see it because none of these teams want to have a bad loss. So if you're in New South Wales, make sure you check out Gridiron New South Wales as well. So it's pretty exciting right now in Kishi. I mean, the Raiders in Victoria, perfect. The New South Wales, perfect. I mean, some of these teams are really top-notch. They've been playing for the last, I think, 3 years, and they're evolving. And given the coaching support from the men's squads, like I said before, some of these girls are really evolving into some real good football players.
Well, I'm excited. And I remember, and it was so funny because I remember when I first came on last year and you were sending in the scripts and we were talking about the women's, well, Erica was, doing the women's football and she was doing the rundown and I was listening and I was trying to figure out, what in the world are they talking about? And, over time you start to hear these names and, again, it's only been a year for me, so I'm still learning all the different teams, but, it appears that, again, these ladies have, what I really like is they've built a steady following. They've got a dedicated fan base over in Australia and they're really fun to interact with. Like if you're not following these ladies on Twitter, you are really missing out. They are such a treat and they have
fun, quirky, playful personalities. And I'm talking about this because in as much as, you know, you're providing the stats and the information, you know, from the football side of things, I really want our fans and listeners to connect with the ladies as people too, you know, just the same way we connect with the NFL players. If you are not following these ladies on Twitter, oh my God, you are really and truly missing out because, you know, their personalities are hysterical. The other part of it is that they interact as well. Like it's, you know, sometimes you can just tweet people all day and they don't respond. You know, these ladies over in Australia, they will respond and I'm like, dude, what time of night is it over there? Why are you responding? You know, but they're really great about interacting with the fans because they want to build the fan base. They want to connect with the followers, and they also want people to understand that they really take this sport seriously. So I am excited for what they are doing down there, and I look forward to the day that we can snag a really big sponsor so that we can get down there, you know, for the one of the championship games, you know, because that's their summertime. And I would really love to be able to be down there live with them amongst the fans, amongst all the action, you know, and even trying to promote some more of the live streaming like they just did with the NFL over in London. I think that would be awesome too.
Yeah, and you have live streaming games. The Stingrays, if you follow the Stingrays on Twitter at GC Stingrays, normally, our No Joke Football supporter, Lauren Evans, will go ahead and give us the links to the live games. And you're talking, you know, a live game of the matchups in highlight format. But still, it's highlight format's better than no viewing at all. But they've done a good job at that. And I'm very proud to say that every one of those, to your point, every one of those players, if you're on Instagram, they're on Instagram. And you can see the amazing efforts that they put in, game out, and their everyday interactions are just, I mean, it's just exciting. So I'm a big Instagram fan anyway, so to see them on Instagram, on video, and obviously on just still photos and stuff like that, to your point, they do a great job of, you know, getting the word out about their league, and they're very pride. They take very good pride in terms of their league scope. And I think that's great, you know, individual competitions, but state competitions and who has the best league and who has the best squads, I think that brings a lot of positive effect to the brand and to the women's gridiron game in general in that area.
Yeah, it really does. But then, of course, you know, that's one of the things that you and I constantly, again, talk about is the fact that, and again, this is a product. This is a brand. This is a product, and I am very proud to be a part of the Gridiron Blitz and increasing, you know, and shoring up and widening that brand. And so, again, like when you were, you know, so when you were talking about how, yeah, this is the new league is a women-driven league, and it's, you know, really incorporating because, again, if you have uniforms, and the players are just getting beat up and they're all, you know, beat down, especially after a 5 overtime game, then you have no product to put out there. So we can say whatever we want to say, but if there's no one out there, then, you know, we don't even have anything to promote either. So, again, I'm so excited about everything that's happening down in Australia, and I really look forward to the opportunity to get down there to be a part of it live and in person.
Yeah, and I think we're working on that. Like I said, it's going to take baby steps to do that, but we will eventually be there because that's what we are. We're going to drive ourselves to do that. So
yes,
once again, if you missed out on all the action this weekend in the Australian women's gridiron scene, you can follow us on Facebook at our Facebook page at Gridiron Beauties. Please share our post, our stories. You can also follow at G.I. Quindom, G.I. Quindom, amazing, giquindom.com. Adrian Smith, one of the best people that I've ever known, one of the most amazing players, you know, Olympian as well, and world champion. And she runs G.I. Quindom. And you can see feature stories on our Twitter feed from them and as well as on our Facebook page. And a lot of young girls out there playing American football. And if you want to be featured or you want to feature your daughter, or anything like that, make sure you get a hold of at G.I. Quindom on Twitter, or you can go to the giquindom.com site and then contact her, and then she will do some feature stories for you. So on top of that, let's finish up in Gridiron Australia at the Gridiron Queensland League. The GC Stingrays, the Gold Coast Stingrays, completely on a roll. Lauren Evans, congratulations to you and the squad out there. Tracy and Mel out there, Mel Kelly. Congratulations to you guys. You guys have done an amazing job this year. Lauren Evans continues their stronghold at 7-0, undefeated in the Queensland League. So you can't say anything but good things about these Rays. These Rays are just playing lights out. October 24th, they faced the Bayside Ravens. Bayside Ravens this year is the Cinderella team, but also at the same time the most surprising team in the Queensland League. These girls were, you know, put together from various players from other teams within the Queensland League, and now they've come together as one unit. They're tough. Unfortunately for the Rays, they come ahead. They win a tough battle, 18-12 on October 24th, to stay undefeated at 7-0. But give the Ravens credit. They played them tough, a very aggressive game from what I hear, and it was, you know, it was just very close. So 18-12, the Rays stay undefeated. Ravens have been the surprise team, like I said, of all of 2015. So congratulations to the girls there. They fall to 6-1 on the campaign. So very competitive team they are. And this Raven team, Kishi, is just showing heart, a lot of heart. They came into the season from, you know, a lot of players coming from different teams within this league. And they kind of have come together, the coaching staff themselves. They're number two in the league. So that's got to give, you know, give them credit, but at the same time, it's like these girls are just, they got to feel like amazing that they are able to compete with, you know, the veteran team like the Stingrays.
Yeah, this is, it has to be. I mean, and that's the other thing too, and I'm really actually, you know, I'm so glad you brought that up, because one of the things we talked about, especially with American ladies football, is how difficult it is to field a team consistently, because that was one of the issues that, they were having with, I think it was the WIFL, was there were a number of teams, and then they would schedule the game, but then the other team didn't show up, they didn't have enough players, and, you know, so now you're winning by default. And I don't think people understand how difficult it is to field a team, because even though they get more support in Australia, it's not like these are a 53-man roster NFL team with the full support, with a stadium, with naming rights, and, you know, consistent uniforms and insurance policies. These ladies are really doing this on their own. So for them to come in and be the new kids on the block and to be able to compete with these long-standing teams, that is nothing short of amazing. It is nothing to sneeze at.
Yeah, and you know, and to your point, the same drawbacks are happening there in this league. The South Brisbane Wildcats have, you know, unfortunately their season has not been very well because of injuries and because of the lack of players. They've had to forfeit a couple games during their season. They're still trying to, you know, come up with a team week in, week out. So it's a tough endeavor, and yes, but it is reality. To your point, this is reality. You get to a situation sometimes where you can field a 20-man squad or a 30-man squad, but then based on gameplay and injuries and stuff like that, that game, you know, that squad breaks down to maybe 15 players, and you're just not going to play, have 15 people play both sides of the ball. That's just not the right thing to do. So sometimes you just have to forfeit the game for the safety of the players.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think that people understand, you know, so having that, and that, again, goes back to, I know, you know, the listeners are probably going to be tired of hearing me in that word dedication, but I honestly don't know if the men's game has, and not to knock the men's game, I really am not trying to knock them, but they've got built in, they've got established, they've got, you know, so many things they don't have to fight through every week, and now they have the opportunity, you know, to really and truly be able to go in and be comfortable in their sport, where these ladies each week are just fighting for some of the basics, you know, like uniforms. So, again, what they do is nothing short of amazing.
Yeah, there's a great article on our Facebook page that dives into the support or the lack of involvement. It's a great article. You can check it out on our Facebook page. It has to do with women's hockey. And the article really just basically states about how the NHL doesn't want to get involved with the, you know, the NWHL or the CWHL. The CWHL, which is the Canadian Women's Hockey League, was the first venture in Canada. They get supported by some of the Canadian teams, like three or four Canadian teams, but they're not financially supported. And that was one of the pieces there.
Right.
And I think that article really speaks volume to the same concept for the women's gridiron game, whether it be in the U.S. or internationally. It's just the fact that the NFL, you know, in the States, for example, if we take into account the NFL in the U.S., the NFL doesn't see the profitability, if that's what you want to call it at this point.
Mm-hmm.
They don't see the profitability of women's gridiron for them to, you know, establish like a WNBA-type league and back it up. I mean, the article really specified how David Stern basically took a gamble and at the same time didn't, because at the same time he stood up and said to the rest of the owners, you want to grow the sport, you got to bring in the female fan base in here, and you got to, you know, we got to put up female players to showcase and keep the fan base going and elevate it to another level of, you know, to support the sport, not just a gender, man or female, but just to support basketball in general. And I think that's where it's lacking right now. There's no one person, and I doubt Roger Goodell is going to take the leap of faith like David Stern did and say, hey, let's just get the WFA and the IWFL. Let's back them up and put a league together to showcase. I don't think that's going to happen, because I don't think any NFL owner is going to take that leap of faith. Because,
because
to your point,
so
you follow basketball.
The
WNBA lost money initially in the first 2 years, and it was a loss for the NBA owners. So they took a gamble.
Oh,
on
yeah,
that
it was
too.
A huge loss. And I don't know, and I haven't checked the salaries lately, but I remember as recently as 4 years ago that the highest paid WNBA players were barely cracking $200,000 a year.
If you think about it, Nkeshi, that is just low-level CEO money, if you really want to think about it. Low-level CEO money, because big CEOs make, you know, millions and millions, above millions. But a low-level CEO for a standard company probably, you know, into that wage scale.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's what I'm saying, because, and again, I haven't checked the numbers recently. But the, like I said, about 4 or 5 years ago, the highest paid players were barely breaking $200,000, and you have, God, it just went right out of my head. Sorry, leftover flu brain. But you've got some practice squad players who are making that much.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's the lack of, in the women's game, you don't have a practice squad because you're not professionals yet. So you don't have the money backing from an owner. You have no sponsorship backing. So there's no way to, you know, supplement players that are injured and stuff like that. So, but I think it's a good start. She made a good point in the article. If you read the article, she made a very good point. And I encourage everybody to go read it because it's a very good article, very, very, very well written. And then obviously the reserves from Mr. Bettman, the reserve from Mr. Bettman is, you know, he's not going to be as aggressive as David Stern to ask his owners, because hockey is totally different than basketball in terms of revenue and everything else. So that's a key there. So let's finish up Gridiron Queensland. Former Logan City Jets and our MVP star, No Joke Football supporter, Christiane Moran, after two back-to-back losses in the last 3 weeks, the Jets have decided to rebound in big fashion and stay in contention. Jets defeated the Panthers on October 17th, 42-20. And after a forfeited match the week before that, this past week, the Jets will battle the Ravens for second place bragging rights this coming the 31st. So we'll see a very good competitive game. Jets looking at staying in contention, and the Ravens are 6-1. Jets are 6-2. So it's going to be a very exciting game to watch. Check out the FX Mexico and LexFA. LexFA, the Ladies Extreme Football Association, that's out of Monterrey, Mexico. The results can be looked at facebook.com. You can search FX Football Extremo Femenil. And then at Lexa, L-E-X-F-A, for the latest scores and updates. You can also follow our Twitter feed for the scores and updates on a daily basis. You can follow us at facebook.com, Gridiron Beauties, for the latest news in the world of women's gridiron, plus daily stuff from our network, G.I. Quindom, Miss Gridiron, as well as all the other amazing people that contribute to our page. So thank you for those. And now let's go into the NFL talk. The power rankings are out, Ikishi, and kind of losing my voice here, but power rankings are out. We're looking at the Patriots, Packers, Bengals, Panthers,
yes,
and Broncos in the top five, and I do not see Dallas anywhere here. What's up with that?
So this is that moment that you and I are going to not be friends anymore, and I'll tell you what, while while you are worried about my Cowboys, why don't you check and see if Troy is back on the line?
Okay, all right, all right. You're going to poke fun at me now, are you?
I'm just saying, you know, what? No, never that. Would I do that? No, not at all, not at all.
Hey, we just beat the Browns. We just beat the Browns. Can you believe that?
No, I really can. I really and truly, I can. But let me just say, the team that I really want to congratulate, believe it or not, are the Oakland Raiders. I am so happy for the Raiders. And, you know, we talked about Carr at the beginning of the season and how, you know, I said he was going to be one of the ones I wanted to watch this season? And
the Raiders, let me just say this right now. Let me just say this while you're talking. The Raiders look good because the Chargers stunk. I'm sorry to say that. But the Chargers – lately, the last 3 weeks have looked horrible. I'll give them some credit, but I'm just saying that this is not like a big team that you're going to throw me a surprise party.
Okay.
But, yeah, they have improved.
Oh, come on. Be fair. Give them a shot. You live out there. But, yes, my poor Cowboys are ranked number 19. They're ranked number 19. And
okay, let's put this in perspective.
Bad.
They're ranked number 19th because Tony Romo is on the fence. He's not even there yet. So once he comes back, they'll be in the top 10. I can tell you that right now.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I think that that's what probably hurts the most about what's happening with our season is simply the fact that, you know, we are going through all of this and we don't
have our key players, and that's the thing. Like, everyone's jumping around. Yeah, Cowboys, huh? Yeah, y'all think, you know, I have to listen to all that foolishness on Facebook, and I'm like, you're cheering about a decimated team. Now, if we were at number 19 with both Dez and Tony on the field, then we'd be having a totally different conversation. But this is what
they didn't play bad. I mean, they stayed pretty neck and neck. I mean, I think you know, they were up evenly keeled for two quarters. They haven't played bad. That's what I'm saying. It's not like the Cowboys are playing bad. They're very competitive. I mean, they only lost by, they lost by 7 points.
Right, and each game we've lost so far this season, we've lost by a touchdown. We've lost by one score. Like, literally, I think, if I remember correctly, this
and
season,
it's one
we've
play
lost
away,
by five,
yeah.
5 points or more. 5 points or less,
exactly.
5 points or less. So I'm okay. Even though bringing in Matt Castle did not bring about the desired win that we had hoped, because of the NFC East to come back and turn this around, because the Giants were our first loss. Yes. The NFC East stinks.
I can tell you right now, if you look at the standings in that division, the net points alone for the Redskins and the Cowboys are a negative 37. So that right there alone has to tell you that nobody wants to win this division. Nobody.
I know.
It's still,
I know,
like,
and that's why,
you know, it's just an up in an air.
Well, and that's what I'm saying, just so because of that, I mean, and also you have to think about it and remember, the Giants are our third division game that we've already played. We played, and we played two division games back to back, and we won the first two. Where, you know, so the reality is there is still an opportunity for us to come back and win the division. That's what I'm saying. And with that being a sad reality, you know, and as I say it's sad because that speaks to just how uncompetitive our division is, the fact that we still have a chance to win the division and the fact that we've perennially lost by 5 points or less means that we really aren't that far out of contention in terms of competitiveness. We just don't have the right pieces on the field to get over that hump. And the game against the Falcons, the moment Sean Lee got injured, what happened? Our defense totally tanked. Our defense totally tanked. Our defense was keeping us in the game. Sean Lee went out. Defense went down. And that's another perfect example of we're almost right there, but not quite just enough. Oh, one play away from, you know, that was that darn game turner. What is that one, you know, game turning play? It just makes you want to cry.
The only blessing for you, the only blessing for you is that you guys are above 500. So that's the only real
good
blessing
Lord.
You have to develop. Beyond above 500 and your four losses in a row. This has got to end like this next week. This coming week has to end. Because if you don't win this week, it's like five in a row. That's just not, it's going to be ugly. And
yeah.
Philly, my God, I mean, can you play I don't know. This division just stinks between the Redskins and the Giants play lately. I mean, I could watch high school football better than what they were playing lately. Just bad.
Right.
And so they're, you know, the best division right now, I think you have to kind of look at would be the North, and the surprising Vikings would be my team right now. Cause they have literally won 2 weeks in a row. They're 4-1 in their last five. So, I mean, think about what they're doing right now. They're 3-0 at home. I mean, they've just resurged.
Well, the Vikings are not so much a surprise to me. And again, if we go back and look, and, you know, when we first started talking at the beginning of the season, so my eye on were the Raiders, the Vikings, the Bills, and the Dolphins. Those were going to be the teams that I was looking at this season to really kind of shake things up. Those are the four teams that I was looking at to be dark horses this year. Those are the teams that I said, I'm going to just pay attention to them. And the Cardinals. The Cardinals and the Bengals were my, fence teams. And the reason why I said the Cardinals is because, you know, they had that amazing, 11-2 run, and then Carson Palmer gets injured, and then they totally tanked. And so I said, I'm just going to keep my eye on them this year to see can they replicate the success they had last year with the healthy Carson Palmer. And then you and I have even talked about the Bengals, and I said, he keeps surprising me. And everyone's answer is always, yeah, he's doing great in the regular season, but what will Andy Dalton do in the playoffs? So I'm just like, well, let's just see. And, you know, I don't know. They're just chugging along over there in Cincy. So,
The one surprise there, I think, is that they are gelling at the right time. It's just a matter of if they can stay hot into the playoffs and win one playoff game. And that's really their obstacle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that absolutely is their obstacle. The team, I think, that's surprising me, the two teams, and so far, you know, at this point in the season, the two teams that are surprising me the most are the Colts and the Broncos. I don't think anybody could have some people predicted that the Broncos weren't going to have a good season and that Manning wasn't going to be that good this year. And, you know, of course, the whole thing and the tingling of the arm and, you know, he's not really throwing the long bombs like he used to. The Broncos are still undefeated in the way they've been playing. It's totally – they remind me so much of the 2001 Ravens, the Super Bowl winning Ravens. That's kind of what they remind me of right now. But Andrew Luck and the Colts, that's just a head scratcher.
Yeah, and the problem in Indianapolis is not really anything in general. The problem in Indianapolis is really, I don't think the offensive, aspect of it has gelled enough to where they incorporated all the new players this year in terms of their line as well, and they kind of fluctuated that. So it's kind of like when you get a new coordinator or you get make some changes, sometimes it takes a while to do that. But, you know, the South, the AFC South, is no different right now than NFC East. It's like nobody wants to win it. It's a bad division right now. It's a bad division, bad football, bad division. I mean, Houston losing, Jacksonville winning overseas, and then the Titans are 1-5. I mean, you throw all that into the mix, and it's just a bad division right now. To the Bengals, to your point, the Bengals, they look good, but like I said, that'll be their hurdle. Can they somehow maintain this momentum? And their biggest situation is going to be winning that one playoff game and making some sort of difference there. Because I don't think themselves right now, if you put the Bengals against the Patriots, I don't even think they're in that level of competitive yet.
Not yet. I don't think so. But let's before we go any further, though, let's see if we can try to pick Troy back up again. And so that way at least the fans can and our listeners can at least give him a chance to say hello and let him jump in for the evening.
Okay, let's do it.
He's been gone for so long.
Mr. Troy Wilson, are you on the line? Good.
How's it going?
Good.
You guys
welcome
to
the blip. Yeah, of course.
Yay,
all
welcome,
right.
Troy.
All right. I made it. All right. So you know what? Got to get this Wi-Fi stuff straightened out at my end. You know, I'm a bit of an idiot, but, you know, we got it all fixed. Hey, but I'm ready to rock and roll, guys. How's everything going?
Don't worry. Won't be the first time you drop off the radar, as they say. Wi-Fi is always that
low. Now you gave me the perfect opportunity to give you a slam. But because today is your first day on the show, Mr. Wilson, I'm going to be nice to you. Seeing as how, you know, your line was, I'm a perfect idiot, you know what I really want to say, right? But I'm not going to say it because today is your first day on the show, so I'm going to be nice today.
You know what?
We can mute you. We can mute you, and Keisha, if you...
Exactly.
Slam away, Keisha, because
I hope this is not anything to do with the Redskins or the Cowboys.
Of course
because
it is.
I have plenty of ammunition. So,
but you know what?
Slam away.
I'm going to go toe-to-toe with you. I'm going to go toe-to-toe with you. So for our fans who don't know, Troy is a diehard Redskins fan. I am a diehard Cowboys fan. Oscar is a diehard Rams fan. And when Erica and Eric have the chance to jump back on, Erica is a diehard Patriots fan, and Eric is a diehard Bears fan. So Erica is our lone AFC representative out of this whole group. And, and so she's part of the evil empire. But, yeah, so, you gave me the perfect opening, but I'm going to be good because today is your first day, and we're really happy to have you on. So, Troy, welcome to the Gridiron Blitz family.
Thank you so much for having me. I feel honored and grateful to be here. Just to be able to talk sports with a couple other sports junkies like myself, hey, what more can you ask for, huh? This is the best situation.
So,
let's make it happen, guys.
Troy, I don't believe RG3 is listening, but if he is, what advice would you give him now?
You know what? The best advice I can give RG3 right now would be to stay loose. And the reason I say that is because, hey, listen, you know, we see what we have out there at number 8 in Kirk Cousins. Now, Kirk Cousins is like... He's like, you know, you ever live in an old apartment building and sometimes you're in there taking a shower, you just got out of your workout and, you know, the shower's nice and warm and then all of a sudden you hear the pipes start creaking and then you have the rust coming out and, you know, it's ice cold and you're jumping around the shower. I mean, this guy could be hot and cold at any second. You never know when he's going to just ignite and burst into flames or he's going to have a great game. He's the most consistent thing about Kirk Cousins is that he's inconsistent. So you always have to be ready with a guy like that. Now, Gruden has his back right now, so that bodes well for his favor. But as far as the fan base, and you know we have an ownership who, you know, likes to get involved in what the Redskins do on the field, right or wrong, when he does that, he is the owner, and, you know, sometimes that is his call. You never know. So what I would say to RG3 is stay loose. Stay loose and be prepared.
Yeah, it's a bad division right now, so it's anybody's division right now technically, and he hasn't played bad, so we have to give him credit. At least he's taken the baton and done pretty well with it. He was pretty stoked this weekend for that win, if you saw him on, you know, on that the video and stuff on NFL Network. So we have a couple minutes left, about 3 minutes left here. So Troy, let the fans know what they're going to expect from you. I know you're a big college football junkie. So just give us a little bit of what Troy Wilson's going to bring to the enlightenment of the fans for college football.
Hey, is there any more exciting sport out there? Hey, we all love the NFL. We love the NBA, hockey, baseball. But listen, there is no more passionate fans out there than college football fans. You look around all around the country, the landscape, you have people who bleed certain colors of colleges. You look at the Alabamas, the Auburns, the Notre Dames, the Clemsons. I mean, spectacular atmospheres. And, you know, I'm drawn to that type of crowd. I'm drawn to that type of excitement. And you get that, you know, 12 weeks out of the year for a regular season. And then now you throw in the bowl games and, of course, the 14 playoffs. So these are things that I'm going to go ahead and cover. I want to delve into. So you'll hear me talk about some of the players that we have, you know, spotlight players, guys that are in the Heisman races, guys that are kind of flying under the radar. And the same thing with teams, because there are a lot of teams that don't get their due. But, you know, I'll discuss them, you know, ad nauseum. This is what I love to do. This is my excitement. Hey, thank you guys for listening to me. And I look forward to talking football this entire year.
Well, I bleed Kelly awesome. Green and white, Mississippi Valley State University in the house, baby. Delta Devils all day, every day. The SWAC rocks. That's it. Nothing less. Nothing else.
Let's go get some ice for her because she's kind of getting heated up here. So we got about a minute and a half. So let's just thank our sponsors, Zazzle.com. You can go to our t-shirt site, our shop at Zazzle.com at Gridiron Beauties, Zazzle.com/Gridiron Beauties, and get the Yes, I Am a Girl, I Play Football shirt, 20% off. Use the code there and save some big bucks, as well as to our UltimateSportsTalk.com. You can go to the UltimateSportsTalk.com. You can catch all the MMA, WWE, and all major sports. So you can catch the rundown there on UltimateSportsTalk.com. And you can also catch us here at Block Talk Radio. So, Troy, thank you for joining us today. And, Kishi, I will see you next week. And then at that point, Troy, we'll get you up and running. You're welcome to join us next week as well. Once we set up the time, we'll go ahead and text you up and everything else. So for everybody out there, Gridiron Blitz signing off. We're going to talk NFL football next weekend as well as more of the women's gridiron in Australia. And we appreciate everybody's time. So, Troy, thank you again. And Kishi, have a great night. Safe travels for everybody. And we'll look forward to another edition of Gridiron
Blitz. Oh, wait, Oscar, we forgot to tell everybody how they can follow us. We forgot to tell everybody where they can find us. All right, Troy, I'll let you go first. You're our guest. You're new to the fam. Go ahead. Tell them where they can follow you.
You can follow me on Twitter at TroyWilson_1 at Twitter.
Perfect.
That'll be my tag there.
Okay, and you can follow me at Kishi's Cuties. You can follow me at Kishi's Cuties. That's KESHISCUTIES, Kishi's Cuties, at Twitter. That's my Twitter handle.
All right. So we got you can follow us at Gridiron Beauty on Twitter and our Facebook page at Gridiron Beauty. So have a great night, everybody. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night, guys.
You guys still there?